from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Canada's largest police associations will band together to investigate the root cause of five police officer killings since September. The four groups say they'll examine the issues at play, including judicial and public policy frameworks, specifically bail and sentencing processes. They will then ask for a change to ensure that what they call a wave of violence against officers doesn't continue. The Russian-ordered ceasefire in Ukraine has failed to take hold. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered it to observe Russian Orthodox Christmas. Ukraine rejected the idea as a Kremlin stunt to buy time to reinforce its troops. Reports from Ukraine today suggest Russia has continued to fire rockets, although the fighting is quieter than it's been in the last few days. The unemployment rate across Canada dropped for the third time last month to 5%, just shy of the record low of 4.9% from June and July. Statistics Canada says job gains were made across all sectors and there was an increase in full-time work. Code Gray has been lifted at the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto. It was called in mid-December when a ransomware attack crippled the hospital's computer systems. Sick Kids says 80% of them are back online. A book by Cochrane author Sue Reimer, her seventh in the young adult and children genre, is expected to be published in December 2024. The Gatekeeper's Daughter is a fantasy for children aged 8 to 12. It's about a girl in a world where half of life is spent underwater. She and a friend discover a threat to that existence. Reimer's previous books, four for young adults and two picture books for the younger crowd, are still available.
They are available online, on Amazon, on all the different platforms that you can think of, and also through me, of course, locally. I do carry some stock, and through the publisher.
More of our conversation with Sue Reimer is on our website. In Country 93.1 Sports, Schumacher will be rocking tonight when the McIntyre Arena hosts an NOJHL game between the Cochrane Crunch and the Timmins Rock. The puck drops at 7:30. The game of the weekend is Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Mac when the Rock welcome the Hearst Lumberjacks. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.